Come on, computer. Susan Tolson from the U of I Employees Credit Union, our financial expert. You can ask the expert at WQQB.com. Susan, good morning. You're on the road headed up north, right?
I am. Good morning. How you doing?
Oh, pretty good. We're good. We're good. This isn't good, though. What's happening with Schnucks?
And the cards. Your plastic.
Yeah, it's really affecting our community because, you know, obviously Schnucks has 3 locations. So, you know, I mean, not our entire membership is affected, but a good chunk of us, and I say us, I'm definitely one of those affected.
Now, tell me what exactly happened. This made the news probably 2-3 weeks ago with something that went down with Schnucks stores across the Midwest.
Correct. And, you know, this is definitely ongoing, so we don't have all the information. It's always easier in retrospect.
Sure.
But from what we understand is there was a breach to their plastics, right? So generally you use your debit or credit card, and it's very secure. But for whatever reason, there was some malware that was able to infiltrate and, you know, therefore compromise or put those of us that were shoppers in a potential compromise situation that our numbers were affected. So it's not necessarily my personal identity, your personal identity being social security information. It's kind of equivalent to if you dropped your wallet,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
In essence, some of us customers dropped our wallets at Schnucks and our debit or credit card numbers were affected.
Okay.
Very scary. We're talking to Susan Tolson from the U of I Employees Credit Union. She's our financial expert at our Ask the Expert section at WQQB.com. So now that stuff has been breached, these cards have been breached, people have these numbers.
Yeah, what do we do now?
I mean, do you call Schnucks? Do you call your financial institution? What do you do?
You know, we're taking a very proactive because of the number of our cards that have been affected, and we are just reissuing cards. So any of us that had been shoppers, if we made that list, you know, basically you make the list if you've made a purchase to Schnucks within a period of time.
Okay.
And we are shutting down cards and we're going and reissuing all those numbers just to be proactive because we were just seeing some daily losses. And so that, you know, that's been a topic, you know, right yesterday. So we've been proactive, encouraging people to come in. You know, we are going to shut down your debit card. We are shutting down your credit if that was affected as well. And now what do you do for provisions for money? And, you know, for instance, I went ahead and made sure I had enough cash on hand for the weekend. And, you know, funny, I was thinking, I'm like, well, I know this is going to be one weekend. I'm not going to go over budget.
Because right, that's
I
for
had
sure.
X amount of dollars to get through the weekend. And, you know, that's the positive. Checks work. And it's going to take about 7 to 14 days to get those plastics reissued.
Okay, so for somebody like me, I have a Schnucks right down the street from my house right there on Cunningham Avenue, or on Vine Street, I guess it is, in downtown Urbana. But I don't. What if I don't know or remember if I use my Illini Visa at Schnucks? How do I know if I'm on that list, Susan?
Well, we know it, right? So if we feel that your card has been compromised, we are contacting our membership along with other financial institutions, right, to let our members know either by phone call, well, actually a variety of ways. We're calling our membership. We're emailing our membership. It's on our website. We've got, you know, information there at lobby. And, you know, the thing to remember, this isn't the first time a breach has occurred. I mean, when you think about all the mountain of conveniences we all have as a society by having being a plastic society,
yeah, definitely. Yeah.
You know, every now and then these breaches happen, you know, and the fraudsters are sophisticated. But the point to remember is the fraud monitoring is very sophisticated as well. So in essence, as soon as this breach happened, you know, I knew that I was protected because the fraud detection knows my shopping patterns, as they do yours.
Yeah.
I mean, it's pretty sophisticated. So, you know, I've gotten fraud detection when it's been a call saying, hey, did you make a 99-cent purchase to Google? And I didn't. And sure enough, they knew that that was atypical of one of my spending habits, and this was about 6 months ago. And evidently there was a breach at that point with my personal identity. This is a little more unique because it's affected so many of us within the community. But a question came up yesterday, and that was, who pays for the fraud?
Who does pay for
and
the fraud? Is it Schnucks?
Is it the financial institutions?
Yeah, that's a great question. And in essence, it's your financial institution. So it's the cost of doing business. We basically set aside monies for losses. And so out of those, you know, that bucket of lost money that, you know, all financial institutions, the credit unions put money aside, that's where that money comes from. So it's not insurance. It's not like we have a special insurance for this. You know, your financial institution, you know, we all kind of look at it as a cost of doing business, and then we'll have to rebuild up those funds. But the consumer is protected.
So the consumer isn't going to have to pay for it. It's kind of interesting that Schnucks isn't going to have to pay for it either. Now, Susan, if they have more questions about, even if they're not a credit union member at UIECU, if they have questions about this Schnucks deal with the cards being compromised, they can ask a question to you at our website, WQQB.com, under the Ask the Expert section. Definitely kind of scary, but if you are a UIECU member, someone from the bank will reach out to you about your debit or credit card if it's at risk. Right, Susan?
Absolutely. And please, to go looking, and I'd love to see those questions. I'd love to answer them. And, yeah, that would be great. But at the end of the day, I know that as I go up to Chicago, I'm not going to overspend because I have my cash for the weekend. So it's a good way to get back into those good budgeting habits. Well, so, yes, keep honoring your accounts. I appreciate the opportunity to come on.
Susan Tolson, she is our financial expert. You can ask her questions at the new Ask the Expert section. Go to WQQB.com. Susan, thanks so much for joining us. Have a safe drive up to Chicago.
All right, you take care. Have a great weekend, guys. See ya.